To spend a little bit of time talking with, among other folks, in from the League of Women Voters, Voter Services Director Connie Lavoie, also League member Vanessa Drummond. But Connie, I'm going to start with you because you're my usual League of Women Voters voice for good
usual
morning.
Usual suspect.
Well, I don't know what I'd suspect you of, but other than good intentions. But thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
This is the time that if you are not a registered voter, you should be. And we have a kind of a limited window for you to get registered between now and the November election, right?
That's right. The deadline is October 12th. And the League, is our in our usual nonpartisan way, is setting up a lot of voter registration events to make it easy for people to get registered for the first time or to update their registration. So get ready to vote in the November 6th elections.
And I like the fact that you're out there meeting the public wherever you can to make it easy. Oh, by the way, here's the form, here's a pen, please fill it out sort of thing.
Right. Takes 5 minutes or less.
I'll vote for the or less, but it doesn't take that long.
Yeah, I'm being conservative, but it's really easy once you get down to fill it out. And we can also assist if we need to, if people have questions, and we have information also available.
Forms typically available at the County Election Board office, at post offices, tag agencies, or you can download them from the state election website, elections.ok.gov.
Yeah.
And they've got a nice voter tool there. You can kind of check your registration if you're not sure.
That's right. And we have lots of resources. And next Tuesday is National Voter Registration Day. National. A number of things are going on in the whole country. And on Tuesday, we are going to be at Bartlesville High School, and we'll get to do a little presentation in the government classes. And then we're available to register any young people who are 18 or will be 18 November 6th election. Then on Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to be at the Bartlesville Public Library pretty much all day, I think 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So anybody in the community can just pop in there and get that taken care of. We'll be in the lobby then. We're also going to be at Rogers State University, and we're going to be at Tri-County Tech next week, and we're going to be at Green Country Village also, for the residents there who've moved in and need to update their registration.
Good idea. But I get this education theme going on here right now. School. Back in the dark ages when voter age was 21, it was a little bit different. But it's nice to talk to those high school students about their first vote.
And we need them. We need them to be involved in the process in democracy. And it's best to get started early, get in the habit of getting informed and getting and voting.
And, of course, the League is part of that get informed part. Typically, you don't take issues, sometimes on issues, but never on candidates. So
that's right. We never support a political party or a particular candidate. Occasionally, we take a position on maybe an issue. So it's important to know that we don't talk politics when we're registering voters, and we're really not concerned about what choices you make. We just want to make sure that you get ready so that you can vote.
Sounds like a great reason to be out there talking to people. And takes just a few minutes to fill out the form.
Right. And we have a lot of volunteers helping, as you can guess, but with all these events going on. And Vanessa's helping us too.
Well, that's great. Let's welcome Vanessa in. Vanessa, thank you for coming in. And I know you get to talk about the fun part of what's going on with the League, right?
Yeah. I always have fun with voter registration. I first got involved with the League of Women Voters because I was involved with the schools. And I felt like the best time to register to vote is when you turn 18. And there's not an automatic way that happens. So we thought I wanted to join up with the League, who was already working at the high school, to get kids registered to vote. And for me, it's really fun to see them walking down the halls and try to figure out who might be 18. Most of them, of course, are not 18, but senior year, each day a couple more kids are turning 18 and eligible to vote. So we hope to catch them as they're walking down the halls.
It's one of those things you can't always spot the 18-year-old. You can't always say, have you already registered? But it's nice to be asking that question. And that's what you get to do that.
Right. Just kind of get it on their radar so they know it's coming their way, even if they're a couple years away from being eligible.
Yeah. Do you talk to them about ways to become informed voters, like league forums and that sort of thing?
We do if we can catch them. They're usually, you know, hurrying from one class to another. But I do believe there will be some forums coming up here in town. I don't think the dates are settled yet, but we will try to make the kids and community members aware of what those forum dates will be.
Reading between the lines, just as an observer of issues and somebody who gets to ask questions sometimes at forums here and there, school issues, education-related issues have been the issue of the year, at least for Oklahoma. So I would say it's more likely this year that you might get some interested students than in previous years, maybe.
I think you're right, Charlie. A lot of parents and students are concerned about the state of public education, and I think that's got a lot of people interested in getting to the ballot box for the first time in a while. And I encourage everyone to register and vote. If you don't take the opportunity to vote, somebody else will be making your choices for you, which may not be what you want.
Yeah, and again, I will encourage, don't be a one-issue voter. Look at all points of the candidate. Yes, if you have a particular issue, study that, but sometimes one-issue candidates have holes elsewhere.
So. Absolutely. Agreed.
Connie?
Well, that just reminds me that I wanted everybody to know that, again, the Oklahoma League of Women Voters is going to have a voter guide, and we had lots of them go out last time because there were so many state questions, and it really helps you see what the state questions are, the pro and the con, and we're going to do it again. It's cost a lot of money to do it, but we raised the money, and those are going to be coming in very soon, maybe next week. And the print copies will be available at the library, at Bartlesville Public Library, at Dewey Library. But there's also going to be an online, and that's where that education comes in about what's coming up, what's going to be on the ballot, what's it about, how do I kind of figure out who I might want to vote for or how I might want to vote on the state questions, in a simplified, clear, nonpartisan way.
Yeah, I've seen others, again, voter guide, I don't want to mislead anybody. This is not a how-to vote type vote for this candidate or this issue. This is what the league does. Try to, using more or less the same number of words, using the same number, more or less as close as you can, sources, ask the candidates the same sort of questions so that you get a side-by-side, A right next to B, hopefully right next to C or D, if there are that many out there altogether.
Yes, we ask the candidates, and so we also have vote411.org, which is a website you can go to where you can compare the candidates, and we ask them questions, the same questions, and they, in their words, give us their answers. And but I think especially last year, people really appreciated help with those state questions. You know, sometimes they're worded formally and then they kind of paraphrased it. Mm-hmm. And then they had people who supported it, gave their position. People who were against it gave their position. So I found that people really appreciated that last time.
Yeah, I think you're right. Vanessa, you're over there nodding your head. State questions, in general, there is a legal wording on those state questions or bond proposals or any other that something other than candidate name, that sort
right.
of thing.
Right, and those legalese don't always make sense to us normal people. So it's helpful to have a translation on what those questions really might mean to us on a individual, personal level.
Yeah, you've had experience with school bond issues and that sort of thing, that sometimes the way things are worded, like you said, there's a reason they're worded that way, but...
It's complicated.
If I vote yes, what does this mean?
I want the bottom line.
Yeah.
Yeah, and our November ballot is very full. There's a lot of issues to look at. We've got 5 state questions. We've got some local city council races. U.S. representative for District 1 will be Kevin Hearn versus Tim Gilpin, and then all of the state level people are being elected, from governor down to superintendent of public instruction. Mm-hmm. So lots of research to do.
Absolutely. And I'll take it down even further. We have a local county commissioner race and that sort of thing. So mm-hmm. other items to some look at. And again, unlike primaries, all the parties are listed on the same ballot. So it doesn't matter what label you're wearing when you walk into the voting booth. You know.
Yeah, sometimes people ask that when we're registering. In the general elections, you can vote for, you all get to vote. Everybody gets to vote who's registered.
Yeah, so again, that's important. Oklahoma and many other states have a voter ID law, driver's license or other form. Your voter registration card that you get sent back when you fill in the form, that is suitable.
Yes, you can just use your voter ID card. Most people don't carry it around, or they lose it, or it gets all tattered, but they can use that. Or they can use their driver's license because it's got their photo and it's government issued, or another government issued ID with a photo.
Yeah, tribal ID, mm-hmm. military ID, whatever you have that's issued by a government.
Yeah.
Where are you going to be signing people up?
Well, the one that most people would probably want to access is the Bartlesville Public Library next Wednesday and Thursday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. We'll be right there in the lobby. If you're returning your library books or come to story hour, or we just want to be where it's easy for people to find us.
If you have moved since the last general mm-hmm. election, or even the primary, but if you've moved since the last general mm-hmm. election, you need to change your address.
Yes, they definitely want you to do that because that's where your polling place is going to be nearby. And the election board wants everything to be up to date. So that's one of the things.
And some of those updates you can now do online. Mm-hmm. If you've moved within your district, you can just change your address online, which makes things very easy.
It does. It's kind of almost no reason not to.
Agreed. And then I don't think we've mentioned the deadline to request absentee ballots.
Mm-hmm. Please do.
That is October 31st at 5 p.m. And we also will have early voting on Thursday, November 1st, Friday, November 2nd, and Saturday, November 3rd.
Yeah, but particularly mm-hmm. on those absentee ballots, that takes two postal transactions.
That's right.
They have to mail you the ballot, you have to mark it and mail it back. It has to be in the hands of the election board by 7 o'clock on election day.
And prepare yourself that it needs to be notarized as well.
Right, yeah. And if you have any questions about absentee voting, I'm encouraged to tell people to call our local election board, and they're very helpful.
Yes, and they will... They can't fill out the form for you, but they can say put your name here and that sort of thing. So
they can answer any questions you have.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, if somebody would like to become a member of the League, and again, the title of the organization is League of Women Voters. That's a mm-hmm. historic name. You do accept men.
Of course.
Yes. We have five men, and we're a small organization, so it's not a bad percentage. But it is a little misleading when your name is the League of Women Voters, so sometimes people are surprised that we allow men into the organization.
If you're taking Judge Dreiling's Ollie class, you get a good history on suffrage, but that's another topic entirely.
That's right. That's another important topic.
Well, and I will remind people about the voter guide that will be coming out hopefully in the next week. I'm sure we'll be posting that on our Facebook page, which is LWV Bartlesville, I believe. So it will be in the library, but also online. So
Okay. Keep
your eyes peeled.
Thank you very much. And again, voter registration going on. The deadline to become a registered voter is October 12th.
October 12th.
And so if you are not registered, or if you need to change your name or registration, please get that done between now and then. And we have more coming up for you in just a moment on AM 1400, 93.3 FM.